From past Klingons to pink cupcakes, the Orlando Shakespeare Theater has a busy weekend of show openings and special events. Anne Herring is Director of Education at Orlando Shakes. She tells 90.7's Nicole Darden-Creston that in addition to an event with Star Trek The Next Generation's Michael Dorn, who's leading the cast of Antony and Cleopatra on the main stage, there's a kid-centric musical show opening as well.
What's for the Kids is Pinkalicious. This is a musical based on the Pinkalicious book series. It's very fun. We open Pinkalicious on Saturday. And as I said, it's a musical. It's very high energy. And it's about a little girl who, of course, loves pink and happens to love pink cupcakes. And learns a lesson about moderation during the show. She learns that if she eats too many pink cupcakes, she turns pink, and that there's value in eating green and even taste in eating green as well.
Throughout the run of Pinkalicious, there are different ways to enjoy the show. Tell me a bit about that.
Absolutely. Well, there's four, actually. We have Pinkalicious for field trips that take place Monday through Friday for school groups. And then, of course, we have our afternoon Saturday general audience performances. But for this show, there's two alternate ways as well. We started this year doing sensory-friendly performances for youth and adults, and all that that means is that we tone down some of the higher sensory levels. We moderate the lights, we moderate the sounds, and we make sure that people of all sensory abilities enjoy that show, and because it's very inclusive. Then additionally, we have a long history with a lovely organization called Florida Hands and Voices, which do ASL interpretations of shows. So we will do our ASL, American Sign Language Interpreted Performance of Pinkalicious, on April 29th. And that is particularly unique because Florida Hands and Voices do shadow interpreting. What that means is that for each actor on stage, there is an interpreter who shadows them and in real time interprets what they are saying. So rather than having one interpreter for the entire cast, this is a cast of five. There will be five interpreters on stage. It's a beautiful, whether you read sign language or not, it's a beautiful example of inclusion and choreography, frankly, because they weave in and out of the actors during the performance. It's really quite fascinating.
Moving to the main stage, the Signature Series, what are the offerings there?
Antony and Cleopatra, it is a beautiful, beautiful production that is in our Goldman Theater, which is our more intimate proscenium space. And it is starring Michael Dorn from Star Trek as Antony. It's historical, it's tragic, and it's absolutely beautiful.
As you mentioned, Michael Dorn is perhaps best known for playing Lieutenant Worf on Star Trek The Next Generation and various other offshoots of the series.
Right.
He has no small amount of fans. I understand there's going to be a special Q&A with Michael Dorn this weekend.
Absolutely. By popular demand, we are offering a Q&A facilitated by our artistic director, Jim Helsinger, in a kind of inside the actor's studio format, and we'll learn, I'm sure, a lot of backstage stories about his days on Star Trek, and he'll actually be able to take some questions from the audience.
That was Orlando Shakespeare Theater's Education Director Anne Herring speaking with 90.7's Nicole Darden-Creston. More information at WMFE.org.